107 WIRX. Revolution Radio. Everything that rocks.
All righty, good morning. With your arms up in the sky. 641, Brock with Hunter.
What's up, kid? Woo! How you doing, man?
Happy Monday. We're gonna take a good look at your 4K. What? We're going to take a look at your full forecast here in just a little bit. Right now, though, let's do your rock news and rock history.
Here's your Plan B morning show rock news with Brock and Hunter.
That hour's messing with you, man. Well, David Coverdale says he's been talking with Jimmy Page about reissuing their 1993 album, Coverdale Page. He said, quote, "I think we're probably going to be looking at an anniversary issue in 23. That's what Page actually said in an interview with Eon Music. He said, quote, "I think you're in for some nice surprises. Jimmy and I have been talking about it, and we'll have the original album remastered, and we've got a bunch of songs we didn't release. I videoed most of the writing and recording scenario and all the way to the shows and different behind-the-scenes stuff. So there's a boatload of content. But one of the things I suggested him, I said, why don't we do a Jimmy Page mix on the record, and I'll do a Coverdale mix and let the fans just get a Jimmy perspective and mine," which I think is really cool.
So this blows my mind that, like, artists make music, and they are obviously proud of it because they're going to release it, but then they hold on to it. It's like, I couldn't do that. You know, if I make something, you got to hear this, man. You know what I'm saying?
And not to mention, it was, you know, almost, what, 30 years ago now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's crazy. By the way, 1993 is almost 30 years ago, which is just as ridiculous. But yeah, I think it's really cool if you could see some behind the scenes stuff. And I like the mix, because now you can maybe have a more guitar focused with Page, and then a more vocal focus with Coverdale. And I think that'd be pretty dope for all the fans out there. So we'll see. Coverdale Page went to number 5 on the Billboard 200 and has been certified platinum since then. So kind of a good album, just a little bit. Anyway, we'll wait and see. That's your rock news. Let's do your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
On this day in rock history, 1958, bass player Bobby Dahl, better known as the Quiet One in Poison, was born in Florida. Good old Florida boy. So
There you go.
There you go. That's your rock news and rock history, as always, brought to you by Honor Credit Union.
Come be part of it.
We'll be back.